Yo, what up? This is Mike Brown, and this is The Art of Letting Go. It's been a little minute since I've been out here at the beach. Had to come out here because I know a couple of episodes ago I mentioned I was back in therapy, but I hadn't been to therapy in like 2 or 3 weeks because my therapist went out of town. So I had to maintain my self-care on my own, and it felt pretty cool because I had to really be conscious and in tune with myself to understand, you know, without having that support there. But yeah, I had a session yesterday, and you know, my therapist asked me what I had been up to for the past two three weeks, and I took a minute to really think about it because I feel like I had been moving so much that I didn't really take time to pause and think about it. But when I did, I realized that I had been moving through fear. I had been moving through fear the past few weeks that I wasn't in therapy. And it's funny because, you know, Brandon, who was on our last episode, was talking about fear and just getting it out of you. And for me, man, I realized that it's one of them things that through the entire journey is always going to be there with me. And it's all in how I use it. You know, Valentine's Day, I had to sing. I ain't never sang a day in my life, like, for real. I mean, I've always done karaoke and shit, but I've always wanted to sing. You know, it's one of those things I was afraid to do, and then life just kind of just gave me a little push in that direction. And when the opportunity came up, you know, the fear was there. I felt it, but this time it was a little different experiencing it. It kind of pushed me to feel more confident about it, like just being in the situation and asking myself, like, what am I doing? And, you know, especially when I'm doing these things that are connected to my dream and my dreams, it really inspires me now. You know, I used to be very afraid. I feel like fear was definitely a hindrance in a lot of parts of my life, but in these last couple of weeks, it's really been fueling me to go even harder. I had to sing again. So, you know, if I sing one more time, I'm a singer. So that means that the R&B album is coming. But yeah, I had to sing again at my school's fundraiser, and I sang a song that, you know, I know I probably was a little out of my range, but I didn't give a fuck because I wanted to have fun and I wanted to sing something that felt good. So I sang Stevie Wonder's Don't You Worry About a Thing. And initially, I didn't even know all the words to the song. I knew most of them, but I didn't know all the words and probably didn't know all the correct words. So I spent like a week, because that's what I do. I last minute do everything. I spent about a week practicing it, and I got all the words right, felt really confident in it. And the day of the show, just kind of got a little nervous. You know, all the work I had been putting in and stuff, it kind of sparked a little fear the day of. And when I got to the event, I was supposed to sound check, and I didn't get a chance to sound check, so going on stage, I was a little nervous, a little scared, and something just flickered in me in that moment. Like, I guess I took a minute to really just be present, and I looked at what I was doing, and I told myself I'm gonna make the most of it. So, you know, once I started getting to it, slowly that fear started trickling away, and that fear turned into fun. And you know, by the time I was off stage, everybody that was there was telling me how good I did and how good I sounded. And, you know, a couple of people asked me if I was nervous, and I said, yeah. And they said it didn't even show. So it's all funny how you know, how much the internal dialogue can control us and control me. And just by simply like getting out of my way with that shit and really working with myself, like, man, we about to have fun with this, you know, because everything I've been doing lately, I've been looking at it like, when am I going to get the opportunity to do this again? And we just don't know. So fucking B. Oh, man. Yeah, it's real recording outside. But yeah, damn, B completely distracted me, completely distracted my thought. But yeah, I don't know when I'm gonna get a lot of these opportunities again, and I'm sure, you know, in my life they will come up again. But you know, I just try to seize all of them and make the most out of them and make the best out of them, because they've been coming pretty frequent lately. So I'm just showing my appreciation for them. But yeah, I had a really good time performing at both of those events. And it's just showing me where I'm at today. You know, it's funny, I had a conversation with a family member about how we hold ourselves to our past, and you know, I'm not doing that no more, you know. And it feels good to be here. I always say it feels good to be here, but it does, because I'm continuously growing. Another thing I learned about myself in these past couple of weeks is that I'm afraid to ask for support. You know, I be having a lot of shit that I'm working on and I'm doing, and sometimes I don't know how to ask people to come support me, or, you know, in whatever way they can. And I'm ready to let go of that shit, because this shit is getting really hard to do by myself. You know, I've been trying to do everything by myself in my journey, and it's challenging. So, you know, the worst that could happen is somebody could say no, and I experienced that recently too. I experienced that, and the funny thing about it is, you know, getting that no made me just go harder in going for what I wanted. Going to New York this summer for a workshop at Carnegie Hall. And it's expensive. It's expensive to go spend time in New York for 2 weeks. And, you know, the school, it wasn't in the budget. It wasn't in the budget for me to go. But I wouldn't have known that if I didn't ask. And just knowing that they weren't able to really help me with it just made me find that strength and that drive to say, okay, I still want to go. I'm still going to do it. So let me just find a way to make it happen. And that's what I'm doing. So I've been using my fear in positive ways, because I realize that it ain't going nowhere. It's always going to show up in a different form. It's always going to look and feel different, but it's always going to be the same thing. So, you know, I'm finding the best ways that work for myself in order to get out of that shit. Other than that, though, you know, life is moving. Life is moving really fast. And I know that I need to take time to kind of slow it down a little bit. Busy can be good, but also I feel myself wanting to fall into old patterns. And just being very aware of that is making me slow down a little bit, because sometimes when I'm too busy and moving too fast, sometimes it makes me want to go back to those old ways of coping. And I know how those make me feel, and I don't want to feel that way. So I'm still walking in this light that I got right here, and just figuring it all out as I go. But yeah, man, I would love to hear how y'all dealing with fear, because I know I ain't the only one out here. So let me know. Give me some tools. Let me see what I can add to my toolkit in order to keep moving through this. Thank y'all for listening. I really do appreciate y'all listening. This is Mike Brown, and this is The Art of Letting Go. Peace.
Thank you for tuning into this week's episode of The Art of Letting Go. If you like what you heard, please be sure to subscribe to us wherever you listen to this podcast and leave a comment. Let us know what you think. Let other people know what you think as well. You want to get in touch with us? Hit us up on all social media at The Art of Letting Go Podcast. Also, you can send me an email, theartoflettinggopodcast@gmail.com, or give us a call. Leave a message. We might play it on the show. 213-394-2773. Also, if you would like to support The Art of Letting Go, we got some really cool merch, as well as we're now on Patreon. You can find us, The Art of Letting Go Podcast. Subscribe to us. Thank you guys for listening. This is Mike Brown, and this is The Art of Letting Go.